Academy.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about whatever channels the challenge. This is Brian. Sitting to my right is
Amanda.
And across the table from me,
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Ryan says, I don't know if it's just me, but it's really hard to hear you guys.
Oh, what if I turn this little thing up right there? All right.
Fuck you, Ryan.
I turned up the thing, Ryan. Is that better?
Yeah. Tim turned up the thing.
I moved the little bar to the right.
Hey, head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. Lots of people joining every day. Tim doesn't believe it.
I believe you.
I have to send screenshots. Be like, look, people are joining.
More or less than 10 today?
Oh, like way more, like 50.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
50,000?
50,000.
Nice.
You can also join our Patreon. People get all kinds of stuff. You can see us on video.
Oh, yeah.
If you join our Patreon.
Very flattering shots today, yeah. Me and you, Wolfie. We're all stretched out. We look fatter than we actually are.
Some super wide angle.
You're just saying that.
We're bookending the skinny Amanda. Just two big fat guys.
Well, it's too cold in here for me to be cutie too, so I just got my coat on. I'm not putting my headphones on though because I'm going out to dinner. I'm trying to let this wet hair dry.
Amanda's so thin now, she gets cold. I'm like sweating in a t-shirt here.
Are you?
If it's not 85, she's like, I'm freezing.
I remember that from being skinny. I don't feel that anymore. No. Also, sitting on bleachers sucks when you're skinny.
Yeah.
As a fat guy, it doesn't bother me. Yeah,
bony butts.
Yeah.
It's bad. That's why I sit with my legs crossed most of the time because you kind of sit on that like hip,
right.
Like you're kind of like hip fat instead of like your bony freaking
coccyx.
Yeah, freaking tailbone into a hard surface.
Yeah. Anyway.
So it has to be like a billion degrees in my house now.
It is not. Like,
saves you money in the summer.
72 is what the thermostat is set at. That's
73 cold. Here.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Used to be 68 all year round. Never touched it.
Right.
Didn't have to change the temperature.
Yep.
Now we got to move it up.
What do you do in the winter? That shit will bankrupt you if it's 73 in the winter.
No. It'll be 68 in the winter. I let it be. Yeah, I let it be cold. Yeah, 68 and 65 in the winter. And in the summertime, it used to be 68 all day.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I can't sit in the house and like shiver. Like in winter clothes when it's 80 or 90 outside. Yeah. I just can't do it.
You go outside in
72,
winter clothes and 80 or 90.
I still have to wear a jacket cold. Or sit with a blanket on, but I'm not having to be in like, I'm not like shivering to death.
Yeah. Right.
So then I try to be like, all right. And then I just turn my fan on and she still sits over there like, it's so cold.
Well, the fan blows right on me.
So I'm not allowed to be comfortable at all.
You just got to sit naked. Wolfie's just got to be naked 24/7.
Now.
Let it all hang out,
He's
dude.
He's a mess.
No. I'm the mess.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, step up your game.
Wow.
We're getting house
divorced.
She's
calling you out.
We're going to buy a second house.
I'm gonna get a house divorce.
That's how you should do it, really.
That's a full-fledged divorce, son. That's not just a house divorce.
No, you call stuff when you stay married and you just
No, son. We ain't living in the same house. I'm getting out. I'm going to find somebody who would want to sleep in my temperature.
All right, well, you heard it on the podcast first.
Amanda's leaving Wolfie.
Listen, you're the ones that you went in a different house. Cray cray.
Send those love letters to the Facebook group.
Listen, friends.
Yeah. You're going to try to woo one of these two now eligible people.
Before the podcast ends, why don't we jump into this week's episode?
Yes. This is All Stars, season 3, episode 9, titled Cheater Cheater, which I was under the impression was the full final episode.
Yeah.
These people have lied to me.
IMDb lied to us.
I know. I do feel a little misled. I was, but I think I knew once the elimination took like 10 minutes, I was like, oh, no way. Are we going to get the full finale here? but
yeah. Well, I stopped taking notes about the first checkpoint because I got
That's all right. We'll wing it.
I was irritated.
Well, I went on this rant on the Survivor podcast too, but once they're in the finale, I feel like there's not a lot of discussion that needs to happen anymore because it's like there's no more politics, there's no more alliances. Now it's just sort of like a physical competition.
I do think it's kind of interesting that I do like the component. Well, let's just get there, okay? Let's start this episode.
So, all right, let's do it.
Naya and John A do the previously on. They say some shit went down on the challenge.
And so I love uninspired.
This. I love
you
it.
Loved this one? I thought this
They're
was...
in the treehouse bedroom.
Yeah.
It's all about how, like, I mean, it is pretty incredible that sitting at this point, the only person left from the treehouse is Kayla. And I like that. And so, I mean, yes, is there delivery or whatever? No. But I like the sentiment behind this because I am like, I never thought this would be the case when we started the season and the treehouse formed. Never thought this would be the case.
Yeah. Non-treehouse had a little luck with Veronica leaving, Jemmy leaving.
Yeah, of course.
Is there another one?
Of course they had some luck, but it still doesn't matter. I mean, it's incredible kind of a story arc for those non-treehouse member
people. Yeah, I guess I'm just talking about in terms of like the creative things behind these, like previously on.
Oh,
they usually try to get a little creative, you know, like they threw the hot dog or whatever the fuck that was, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. This one is just like they were just standing there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Uninspired.
Yeah.
Tim hates everything.
I do. Every single thing.
They should have been like in a treehouse, like a literal treehouse. That would have been better.
That would be cool.
So this episode starts back off right in mid elimination with Nehemiah and Derek in the Light My Fire elimination. So I wasn't here last week, so I didn't hear you guys kind of...
Didn't listen to the episode?
I was just about to say, you could hear us listen to it anytime. Anytime you wanted to, you could see what
you were
to
on
say
a plane. You could have downloaded it on the plane.
No, I listened to some podcast about some
anybody but us.
Doctor.
Anybody but us.
In LA. That was, it was crazy.
Anything but the show she's actually on.
Yeah.
Well, I think I called it. That's the important thing. I said, I don't think Derek's going to do well because he is really just good at hanging on. He's not a super strong guy compared to these guys. And this game, unlike pole wrestle, you can't just hang on because Nehemiah bigger, just like drug him to the thing.
He was bigger too. Like, I feel like he was bigger. He got bigger when he first came back, right? I feel like he Derek had a bigger upper body. Yeah.
Oh.
And I feel like he realized that the muscle wasn't really where it's at. He needed to lean out. Well, he needs that muscle in something like this. And just, I, first of all, was there anyone in the men's lineup that he could have beat?
That's
and
what I was
going to
say.
No.
Absolutely no.
I said no.
Nope. Like, I think myself, Nehemiah was his best chance.
Yeah, that's it.
And Nehemiah just rocked him too. Like that, it wasn't close.
And you knew it. No. Like I looked at Nehemiah and was like, ooh. Nehemiah walks down there and you're like, ooh. Like, I mean, I felt the same way.
Yeah. Can you imagine Mark?
Yeah.
Like Mark would have done it with one hand.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
on, Derek. Like,
right? Come on. Flip him back and forth. Yeah, just carry Derek and the stick over and light
could
the whole thing on
them
fire.
While they're still holding
you
it
could.
Just light it
I think you could yeah I think that the was way. The whole thing and I think no matter who it was Derek was losing this it doesn't matter who it is
agreed
he's good at hanging on but he was never gonna drag them
and then
he needed to and stuff.
Just to boot go ahead and tell somebody that you're gonna take the easiest route right before you pick them Derek I think that's probably the worst call of the whole thing so I love this because literally everyone is up there yelling for Nehemiah except for Brad but Wes after Nehemiah wins and he calls it that was a bank robbery
what the fuck Wes come on
stealing all those stars
I mean I get it but give me a break
but he was just jacked up
Wes is a little much for me this season. And this coming from a Wes fan, I like Wes.
I think he's actually very calm this
season. I don't mind him at all. Derek on the other hand is
that thing where he's not going to have a family to come back to and then a bank robbery shit. It's like
just trying to pump Nehemiah up.
I think it's just a pump up Nehemiah game.
But this is it's over.
He knows
at this
what
point.
Nehemiah
this bank robbery thing. It's over.
Oh, yeah. But it's his
like
buddy.
This
that's his bestie.
Thing.
Tim wants everybody to go in very calmly. Hello. I will enjoy. I will hopefully this whole wrestle will be enjoyable.
Yeah, I like very gentlemanly games. It should all be duels.
Bullshit.
This should be every single elimination a duel. Very gentlemanly.
This is one of Wes's most calm seasons. And you're just over here like, he's bugging me. Because he said two things that were kind of hyperbole. Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Fuck that guy. It's my best friend, Wes, but fuck you, Wes.
So next up are the women, which is Kayla, who picked Kellyanne. This also, like, I feel like Kayla, like, dumb choice. Like, Kellyanne is strong, like.
Yeah, but she's not gonna pick Naya.
Yeah, I guess that was on her only other option, right?
Yeah,
Johnny was up there. Never mind. But I still feel like that. I wish I would have seen this because I think that Kellyanne would have taken Kayla.
Yep, I think I said that last week too. Like, I hope TJ doesn't, you know, fake us out and not let us see this thing. I want to see this one. Man. Come on, Teej.
Yeah. TJ's like, ready. And then he's like, all right, stand up. And then he says, we already lost Veronica, so we can't lose one of you. So the girls are pissed off. Rightfully so. I mean, they're kind of in the ready position. I think Kayla even says that she's got her mouth guard in. Like, you want to put my mouth guard in?
I think Kayla was
relieved. I mean, she should have been relieved.
Yeah. She said she was.
So then, TJ says that everyone should be proud of themselves for making it this far. And then he says that everyone needs to come down. They all come down and he congratulates them on making it to the next challenge, which starts right now. And he says all eight are playing. So Johnny and Mark, let's get you suited up.
Yeah, because it's important that you had to wear the outfit for this challenge. This is
very
physical.
Yep. If you were in street clothes, this is impossible.
Oh, impossible. Yeah, you got to wear that safety equipment, got to put a helmet on, all that shit. Yeah.
So then that takes us to the challenge.
Cha-cha.
I will smack his head and eat it.
This challenge is called Wall of Fame. TJ says, hey, remember those memory walls in the house that I told you to look at them and reminisce? Well, we have taken questions basically from those pictures, and there is one for each competitor, and you have to match the correct question with the correct competitor. So yeah, everybody, of course, Brad is like,
Poor Brad. I like how self-aware he is, though, this season. He's just, like, in his confessional, he's just like, I'm not going to do well at this.
Right.
This sucks for me. Here we go.
Johnny says that she looked at it every time she ate breakfast. It was obvious that Wes knew that this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed it. He was finished super fast. Then shortly after him was Nehemiah. Then John A is the first to finish for the women. Then Kayla cheats off of Naya and finishes.
allegedly.
Even though there's blatant video evidence.
I love the video of it. It's freaking brilliant. Like, they got every angle of it too. Yeah. Like, here she is. Here she is.
Oh, it's so clear that she's cheating. And then her confessional, I might have like glanced over. I don't know. Yeah. I might have. You're panicked. It's like, come on, Kayla. Mm-hmm. We have eight camera shots of you staring at her board.
Right. So then Mark finishes and Kellyanne finishes, leaving Brad and Naya in last.
Yeah. What do you guys think about Kayla's, excuse of like, how could she have cheated off Naya and then beat her?
Oh, well, I think that's a stupid excuse. I mean, all you had to do is, like, you were having trouble with a couple of them and look at Naya's and try Naya's answers. And if they worked, then at least you got those couple right. I mean, that's dumb. Like, what do you mean? Yeah.
I thought so, too. It's not like you copied her whole board. Yeah. No, she was missing a few. She looked over at Naya's board and tried those.
Tried those. And if they worked, they worked. And,
Terrible defense. Terrible defense, Kayla. I don't buy that shit for a second. You were definitely cheating.
Dog's trying to clean up your floor for you. Yep. Looking around for snacks.
Thanks, Margo.
She's looking for snacks.
She's a champ. I appreciate that.
So TJ says that I told you that you didn't want to come in last. So he says, but Naya and Brad, you're down, but not out. He says, congratulations, all eight of you are in the final.
I'm so relieved that Brad is making the final.
Were you?
Yes, I'm rooting for Brad, and I know he has no chance by the end of this episode, but I thought that he would do pretty well in the final, and I just love the guy. Mm-hmm. And he seemed so devastated that he might not make it. I'm glad that he got in.
Well, he's had a really strong showing this season, and if he didn't make it, it would be kind of sad. You know, I do feel like he's performed really well. Like, how many challenges did he win this season?
Yeah.
Several. So.
Yep.
TJ then also announces that the order that you finished this challenge is the order that you will start the final. We get Naya trying to cool off because she's pissed off about Kayla. This is pretty impressive for Naya. Usually she goes nuclear. So I do have to say that indeed Naya has grown.
Yeah.
And is handling this really well.
You said that last week, Wolfie. Her growth from like her Portland season to now is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That she's, you know. I thought this conversation she had with Kayla was like very calm and measured and
So then we get back to the house and then she has the conversation with Kayla. Kayla approaches her about the situation.
She didn't beat her with a hairbrush, which I'm surprised
with. And yeah, Kayla tries to say that she didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Naya is not buying any of it. Kayla, my favorite thing is Kayla says that value our friendship. And I was like, what friendship? We met 4 weeks ago.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, get it, girl. I like that.
Oh, Naya's fully in the right here. Mm-hmm. Kayla is ridiculous. And when Naya like kind of gets up and walks away, Kayla has that little shitty smirk on her face.
Yeah.
Oh, I just
like I got away with something.
Yeah.
Like, that's sick. Yeah.
I just hate that Kayla. Every like I just hate her.
Right.
I just hate her. Every time. I just hate everything that she does.
Then we get Jenny and Naya talking. Jenny's like, don't worry. She says that karma's real. Naya, this kind of shows Naya's growth. She says she's going to use the frustration as her fuel. She is refusing to let herself get in her own way again.
Yeah. Good for Naya.
So many times
before, that's what she needs to do. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They cut to her flashback of her getting booted off last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we get Kellyanne giving Mark a massage.
It's a weird way to start it.
Yes, it is. Well, and before we get to the massage, Ryan's got a point. He says, Naya's crazy is bubbling just under the surface, though. I can sort of see that.
Oh, agreed.
But she's containing it.
But she's containing it. She couldn't contain it before. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then he says, why is Naya in the right? Why is cheating wrong? It happens all the time.
Naya's not trying to get her disqualified or anything. She's just kind of pissed about it.
Yeah, that it's not
and
quite
so
fair.
I think Naya's okay with, you know what I mean? I don't think she wanted her to, you know.
Yeah, we see cheating all the time. And I don't think any of us are saying that
no.
that Kayla should be disqualified or not allowed to run the final. Like,
it's just Kayla can't be like, just own it. Like,
yeah.
At
yeah.
this point, you
I
know what I mean?
I would have more respect for Kayla if she was 100%. Like, yeah, I didn't know those two, just so I fucking looked at Naya's. I wanted to get those two.
Right. No one said you're going to get, lose your spot or whatever. Like, it's
cheating has always been part of the challenge, and I'm kind of fine with the cheating. It's the denial of the cheating, and I don't know. That's the part that I don't like.
Yeah. Mark says that making it to the final is doing pretty good for a 50-year-old. Yeah.
Well, we get a wide shot of the house, and then you hear Mark go, it's so tight. You're just like, what?
Feels good.
And then cut to Mark getting a massage.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
And Kellyanne looking really disinterested and maybe even a little annoyed about this whole thing. Did you notice that? People would pay to do this to Mark, and here's Kellyanne.
Right?
Not giving a shit.
She's tired. She doesn't want to do it. She's tired. She wants somebody to give her a massage. That's right. She's got to be the massage therapist.
I'll do it. Kellyanne.
Right.
I'm ready.
Then we get Wes and Kellyanne talking. He tells her that he's glad to get to do this season with her. And he says that his last final was 2019, the world. And they talk about Kellyanne making it to the finals and doing pretty well. And so she says that she's pretty confident now that she's made it.
Yeah. And they're exes. We saw their relationship on the ruins. And he says this is a good way to sort of put a pin in that 10-year.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call that. Since the breakup, it's been like 10 years.
Yeah.
So, kind of nice they came together, I guess.
Yeah. Jenny has a video call with her husband. She says that she's more homesick this time around. And she thanks him for hanging in there back home. Kayla says that she's...
Did she pull out a report card out of her pocket?
No, she's not crazy.
No?
Kayla says that she's the only girl in the treehouse left. She's there, of course, to... She's grown because she's going to get married and start a family. She's there to prove that she is an all-star.
Not to go back to the Naya thing, but Ryan's not done.
Oh, Jesus.
Obsessing about Naya. He says she wasn't anywhere close to finishing. She's never won a daily challenge. Naya was destined to finish last. Not a Kayla fan, but Naya is a dummy. She's so sane she was banging her arch enemy on camera 2 episodes ago. Yeah.
Not a Naya fan at all. Okay, Ryan.
Yeah. I'm not either, but in this fight of Naya versus Kayla, okay. Naya is definitely right. No question.
Yeah. Then we get Nehemiah and Naya talking, while they're working out. Nehemiah says that this is the first challenge he's done with her and they've gotten close. And they basically kind of agree that they'll help each other if they can in the final. I like this. Naya says that she's a fourth quarter performer. And I like this. I kind of could relate a little bit to this. I feel like lighting a fire under your ass there, like there's something about it that just kind of, you know, makes you almost invincible. And we've seen this from her before. I mean, she does perform well in these kind of situations. So I'm excited to see what she can do at the final.
I like her too, but this conversation was a little weird because you don't need an alliance in the final. So her approaching Nehemiah, I was like, I'll be your number one and stuff. It's like, this is the final. Like, you just do as good as you can. Like, what's Nehemiah going to do for you in the final?
Well, I think that they know that there's going to be team components or, like, pair components to part of it. I mean, you know, where they're going to be paired up. So I think
Yeah, but you never get to pick your teammate.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, they don't know that.
They don't know that at this point. They don't know that at this point. I mean, that's it. It's just...
Yeah, I think it's a look. If you get a chance to pick, we should pick each other.
Like, right.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It just feels to me that once the final's here, like, the curtain goes down, man. Like, no more alliances, no more friendships. It's just do as best as you can. And Nehemiah, if they're going to go for a run, Nehemiah should pick Kellyanne or somebody that's, like, really good at running. If they're going to do a physical thing, probably Nehemiah.
And I don't think it was, like, so much from a standpoint of, like, pick me to be the competitor. I think Nehemiah says, he's like, if there's something I can do or say to help boost her, you know, kind of spirits along the way, I will. I mean, that's as minimal as it has to be. I mean, you know, just support in whatever fashion you can.
All right, fair enough.
So, yeah.
Fair enough.
Tim hates everything.
If I was playing this game, I would never ask somebody in the final to help me like that. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just like, why would Nehemiah help you? He's trying to help himself. He's trying to win.
But they're not competitors against each other. In the final.
They don't know that. Season one, there was only one winner season one.
Well, I'm just saying.
We're both just saying things.
But still.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You win.
So then we get this weird final four women kind of celebration. Kayla's like, so crazy how we all got here. And it's like, Kayla. Just
different ways how we competed.
Wes walks in his underwear. Opening the fridge, he's eating bread and drinking Gatorade.
Chewing on a baguette.
Yeah, he says that he starts prepping 4 days before he thinks the final is even remotely going to start. So that when he sees his competitors drinking and celebrating, he just laughs. Cut to a montage of the girls just getting wasted, jumping in the pool, acting cray cray.
So pale is this man. You couldn't even tell where his underwear was at. It's just pale white all the way down.
He just looked like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
Just nothing under the pants. Nothing there.
Then Wes has a little like diary thing where he says that he has almost died every time he has run a final, and most of the people there can say the same. He says, you would think that signing up for this is a little sociopathic, but it's also exciting.
I think that's how a lot of these sports people are. Oh, they 100%. Like, yeah. They like that. Yeah.
No, I hate that.
I could only sort of relate when I got real skinny and I was big into running.
Yeah.
I did like that. I liked like feeling like you're going to puke at the end.
I'm incredibly competitive. It doesn't matter what. Like, yeah, oh, I'm not competitive. It's just that matter of, yeah, exactly. Just pushing yourself and just like... Yeah, pushing yourself and trying to win. Like, I can see that.
And I get how these people that are in shape and stuff, I can get how they like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that anymore, but I can see how they would.
Yep. So then they are on a plane ride to San Jose Island.
Where are they leaving, Wolfie? Maybe the last time we get to hear that.
John A has to pee, so she pees in a puke bag in the back of the plane. They arrive and they say that it's super early, but it's already super humid out and they're all sweating their asses off and the sun isn't even out yet. So they know it's going to be a rough day.
This is a tough one.
I already hate this.
The heat and the humidity and the stickiness.
I'm not even there and I hate it.
Right.
Is this where the finale of All Stars 2 was too? I don't know if they mentioned it, but like it was just a long runway. Remember that's MJ and John A finished running up the runway?
Could be.
Could be.
Looked similar. Like just a bizarre runway in the middle of a jungle. Like it's just so weird to see it there.
So TJ says like, oh, Naya, this is your redemption final. He also reminds us that Janae has made it to every All-Stars final.
Mm-hmm. She's a sleeper that
day. Yeah. And he says this final will test you in every way. And you're competing to win your share of $500,000 prize. There will be checkpoints. And everything is worth points. You will run as pairs to each checkpoint, and you will get points for your rival positions at the checkpoint. First place, we have 4 points. Second place, 3 points. 3 points. Third place, 2 points. Fourth place, 1 point. Once at the checkpoint, you disconnect from your partner, and then you go head-to-head against another same-sex challenger. And the winner, whoever wins that checkpoint, gets 5 points and the losers get nothing.
Yeah. What do we think about this format of a final, guys?
It's weird.
It's weird.
I like it better than other point ones we've seen. I like these head to head things. I think that, I really like that better than what we've seen in the past as far as the points and stuff go.
Yeah.
I feel like there's moments where things are more level, but if you're an all around and you just do all around well, you should be able to kind of keep yourself afloat. If you miss one or, you know what I mean, have a bad checkpoint, one bad checkpoint or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't like them because it takes people out of the running early, I think. Like even by the end of this episode, I'm pretty sure Brad's not going to win. Like by the end of this episode, like how could he?
But I mean, like realistically though, at 5 points a pop, all he's got to do is win a couple and, you know, Nehemiah lose a couple, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's incredibly unlikely. Mm-hmm. And it's also, we are definitely not going to have that photo finish at the end where.
Oh no.
The first person that crosses is the person that wins. Well,
you know what they do. They do a lot of times is. They do this points thing right on day one and then stop and change things. Oh, okay, you got all those points. Okay, that gives you 2 minutes tomorrow or 30 seconds. That was the other thing, too. 30 seconds lead time is what they got for winning. Like, that's what Wes got for winning that. Are you kidding me? I just feel like it should have been something more than that. We also find out what the stars are all about, and
for the most part, nothing.
There was like no payoff. So TJ says that only the people that have the most stars, the 5-star people, count. So John A and Nehemiah, congratulations. Since you have the most stars, you will start the day with 5 points.
Yeah,
which is kind of funny because Nehemiah was the one who's like, I don't give a shit about stars,
right?
And somehow he ends up with the most of them,
mm-hmm.
right? I do wish there was more incentive for people that had. Like, I wish they were staggered, you know, 5 points, 3 points, 1 point, like whatever they did.
Yeah.
It's the first place is the only thing that matters. I'm not a big fan of that, especially after hyping these stars all season.
Well, and I wanted them to pay off at each checkpoint or something. Yeah. Like, you could trade a star for an advantage. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that would have been a better twist because then you could kind of strategically use them. When they do these things where they just like blank out, like, oh, congrats, you got the most, or you finish first, you get a 30-minute head start, or you get a little 5-point advantage. It's like, that's not.
Yep.
It's not really that helpful.
Yep. Ryan says, if they're going to be checkpoints where everyone stops and waits, I like the points better than mystery times being added up like in Final Reckoning.
Yes,
agree with that.
Yeah.
And of course, there's always checkpoints in a finale, but I just like the race component. I just like it. It just seems like better TV to watch. You're rooting and cheering.
The photo finish. I like the ones where, you know, like they zoom out and they got their little names above their heads because you couldn't recognize them otherwise.
And they do that here, but it's totally anticlimactic because it doesn't matter. Like,
well, they get 4 points. I mean, whoever's in first.
No, I know, but it's like. Like if Brad's in first, it still kind of doesn't matter because Brad could finish first and Nehemiah last, and Brad still is not overtaking him yet. You know what I mean? It's just still is sort of, I don't know. I just like an all-out race.
It's a long race. It's a long game, Tim.
Yeah. I understand, but I just
you like want Brad to be first. I just like a race. First checkpoint.
Yes, I want. I want the rules to be changed so that Brad can win.
That's it. So yeah. So there's staggered start times. Basically, Wes and Johnny will start with 30-second lead. Then followed by Kayla and Nehemiah, then Mark and Kellyanne, and Naya and Brad. So at the first checkpoint, they all show up basically in order. And the first checkpoint is they have to unlock their planks, build the raft, which is basically kind of a puzzle, and then ride the raft and paddle out to a buoy, round the buoy and back, and the first to do that wins. And that's where I quit taking notes because I was like...
Really? You don't have any other notes?
No.
Oh, man. All right. This is going to be a mess for the rest of the show.
No, it's not. Right. It's fine.
Maybe we just stop and we just cover the rest of the episode next week.
It's fine. This is where I'm not going to take any more notes. What?
You're not going to go back and rewatch the last like 10 minutes and take more notes?
I can. It's fine.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But anyways, I mean, yeah, like you said, realistically, it was, you know, you get to these points. And so.
Well, let's try to do it from memory. This will be a fun little activity. We'll go quick. I just remember Brad trying to overtake Wes, but Wes was not having it. Yep. Wes ended up, I think, winning the raft thing.
Nope.
Overall.
Nehemiah.
Oh, Nehemiah did. With, Nehemiah. Yes.
Because he was doing that weird kayak thing, even though there's not a paddle on
Wes outside. And Nehemiah.
Yeah. Wes should have copied it because, Nehemiah, whatever he was doing was working.
Yeah. Wes was flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kind of was too. He looked ridiculous.
Well, how are you paddling with a no paddle?
Yeah.
But it worked. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Must have been like the shift of his body weight. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I can think.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of throwing his body. And so I wonder if like that momentum with the paddle on the one side was enough to, I don't have any idea, but.
We will never know how that worked, but it did. So good for Nehemiah.
So, and then the other takeaway, I think Kellyanne was brilliant in this. Like, she knew that she wasn't going to get there and win. And so, like, why expend the energy to, like, paddle myself back in? I'm just going to lay on this raft and wait for them to come save me.
Yep.
Save it for the next round. Didn't get this one. Yep. Why kill yourself? Might as well just rest up.
And everybody was confident they beat Naya because she did so poorly on the other paddleboard challenge.
But
she fucking rocked
well,
this
one. Because she didn't have to stand up.
Yeah, she got her knees and did it.
Like, she's a giant. And, like, standing up, your balance is all jacked.
Yeah,
like,
and the raft was wider, so she needed a little less balance than she usually did.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing her in this next phase that we haven't seen the kayaking phase because I know everyone's kind of like, ooh, like, you know what? But those long arms, man, I'm telling you what, she's got the clearance and that's what it is. I think that she will be, I think that her and Wes are going to be pretty great in this kayaking. I'm excited.
I think so
too. For that phase. But anyways, that's two steps down the road. So they finish this round and the standings are pretty much the same.
Yep. And then what's next? Is the bicycle part next?
Yeah. Now they do the tandem bikes. Yep, exactly. The tandem bikes.
Mark breaks his bike again.
God, man. Jesus.
Reminiscent of this.
Bike chain just completely came off of his bike.
I wonder if it's not all luck, and I wonder if Mark is just a huge fucking beast of a man who puts too much leverage into these things. I mean, who knows, but what a weird coincidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like not all luck.
He just manhandles his bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, he doesn't look like he's a proper size for a bicycle. You know how people look too large? Like, he looks like he's too large for a bicycle.
Yeah. I mean, he's like 6'4", 300 pounds. I mean, he's just like an enormous man.
He's just a beast.
Yeah.
He struggles with the bike. Was it Wes? It was Wes and Kayla, wasn't it, on the bike? Wes felt like he was on some sick date or something, sweaty on a tandem bike with Kayla. One thing we didn't mention was that Wes says when he first starts this off that he is going to treat his partner so good.
Oh, right.
That by the end of this, either they're going to want to date him or marry him or both or whatever.
Right.
Good God, Wes. But it is a good strategy. I mean, like, you never see people succeed in these things when they treat their partners like shit.
Yeah.
The only person that ever reacted to that kind of criticism and used it and actually did better was Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah fed off that from the gauntlet, shit.
Yeah.
You tell her that she was terrible. Like, that woman, she loved that. That was like, you know, she liked that. But most women in general do not like to be.
Yeah.
And so you almost, yeah, they get this defeatist attitude. So this is incredibly smart on Wes's part. And, you know, hope it pays off for him.
Yep.
Margo's playing with your children's toys over there.
Oh, that's cool. So the bikes took him to the star puzzle thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That looked impossible.
It sure did. How the fuck did any of them do this? No, this looks
good to me. I like this. So you're like sight recognition. Like, are you one of those people who sees the difference?
Never, ever. Could never do this.
And I like, or like are those things where it's like, oh, the number like pops out or something sticks out and looks different. Like, I'm good at these kind of things. This would have been my game. Like, I would have been.
So I read a comment on Reddit. This has not come from me. I don't want to claim that I'm smart enough to do this. But there was only one answer key, right? So if you're smart enough, couldn't you just stand back and look at yours compared to somebody else's and find the differences? And then your combination can really only be two things, right? You've either got the combination to yours or theirs, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you compare two of the wrong ones and find the ones that don't match.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be way faster and way smarter?
Maybe.
Maybe.
They should have figured out a way to like block that, because that seems like a smart way to do it.
I think that Nio is incredibly smart about it. I think looking at those bottom points, that would have been very similar to what I would have done. But yeah, I can see differences. Like, I can pick out a difference pretty quickly.
I can too if they're right next to each other. But if I'm looking at one and then running a half mile and looking at another one, fuck no. No way.
No way?
Nope.
No way.
Really?
I've forgotten that puzzle 10 steps up the road.
I can't remember it that long after, but I have this like weird still that I could probably remember. But yeah, so.
You use Brad's strategy where he's like, my favorite color is green, so I'm going to focus on that. And that did him no good.
Yeah.
Well, he beat Nimai anyway, right?
Barely.
Yeah. It was close. It was a very close one, but he got some points on the board there.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it was another run.
Oh, yeah. I thought that the good one about this was that Kayla had picked John A. And it was a puzzle. And I was like, that was good. I like that. I don't want Kayla to win this for anything in the world. Yeah. That's all I care about. Kellyanne or John A. could win this and I would be fine.
Yeah. But Nia ended up winning it against all the women, right?
Like, that's it. I would let any of the three of them win this thing, but Kayla can't win this final.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Of the women, I don't care who wins except Kayla.
Yep.
Yeah. And of the men, rooting for Brad, but otherwise I do not care. I'm fine with any of them winning.
But Nia's in second place.
Yep.
I know.
She's doing a lot better than I think anybody thought she would,
yes.
Including herself.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. So you said it was like impossible for Brad to make this up. Well, Nia was in the exact same situation when they walked into this. And look at her.
Yeah, Tim.
I meant by the end of the episode. Because, obviously, one puzzle in, Brad could make it up. But by the end of the episode, he's still distant fourth. I just don't think he's going to. I think this is, if I had to predict, I'm going to guess Wes for the men. For the women, I have no real idea. Maybe Nia?
I hope it's Wes and Nia. I think that would be a really cool finish to this. I like John A, but you've won one, so I'll let Nia win. And I think it'd be a good story. It's
very kind of you.
Yeah.
Very kind.
Mm-hmm. But that's it, though. You're like not looking forward to meeting John A, and John A has made it to the final in each episode of All Stars.
I'm looking forward to meeting John A.
Oh, I thought you were like, I don't care about John A.
No, I want to meet John first, but I don't know why. And then Katie. I want to meet the old people, and then I'll meet John A.
Yeah. But, I really do like John A over these All-Star seasons. And
yeah.
But yeah, so we're excited. Like I said, I'm excited to see Naya and Wes in this kayak. We have eating coming up, which we're always excited for eating.
I fucking love the eating.
So I think next week will be a lot more high energy and excitement because
see Brad puke.
It will have.
Oh, can't wait. It's gonna have chunks of his beard and shit.
Oh, it'll have a lot more of those little features that we like. Plus the ending, the final. We'll
It's gonna be an overnight.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah.
So.
All right, well, that's it.
Yep, that'll be it.
We got any reviews, Tim?
Nope.
Bullshit.
I know. What's up with you listeners? I know that thousands of you are downloading this every week, and nobody cares enough to write a review.
Nope.
Very upset.
They're just being a negative one about, I don't know,
they're always
me smacking my lips or
they're always negative.
Chewing gum.
Oh, there you go.
Who knows what. So.
Well, head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. 50,000 people joining the day for what Tim said earlier.
Whoa.
Is that Derek?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Did you see his demeanor change after he lost that elimination in his little interviews, though?
Yeah.
Took off his shirt off dramatically.
I'm done.
Yeah. I don't think you're done. See me on the challenge. All right, Derek. Calm down, buddy. It's in my blood. That guy. I'm done with. I'm fucking done with Derek. I'm done with that guy.
Done with
him. We're gonna go give him our money. And
are you gonna yell at him in Nashville?
Yeah, calm down, Derek.
Derek, calm, you Derek, calm Derek. Down.
We're coming to give your podcast money. It's not noise.
So you heard it here first. Tim's gonna get in a fist fight with Derek.
Oh man, I think I could take him. I saw what Nehemiah did, and I'm bigger than both of them.
That's not a fist fight, though.
Well,
he is so tiny.
I got big fists.
All right, we'll see.
I'm a head taller than Derek, at least.
At least let me know. I can get the.
And then I got backup. At minimum, that's you, Wolfie.
Jesus Christ. I think you probably
only got like, I don't know this guy. Officer, I've never seen this man in my life.
All right, you're my backup, Amanda.
Or I'll be your backup.
All right, you know. Amanda and me, we got it.
Yeah, it's fine. I got this.
Head over to challengepod.com. You can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join our Patreon, Tim?
$1 a month, exclusive access to after shows, pre-shows, mid-shows. $5 a month video. We'll wave to you. We got video going. $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Abby, Allie, Alphonse, Alvin, Amanda, Anais, Andrea, Andrew, Angela, Bell, Brian, Cab, Carlin, Caroline, Cassandra, Christian, Christopher, Clint, Danielle. Oh, no, sorry. Danielle. That's very confusing.
That is.
Daniel and the Danielles.
That's right.
It's a band coming to you soon. That is.
Daz, Ellen, Emily, Ari, Greg, Heidi, Isabella, Jacqueline, Jamie, Janelle, Jim, Julie, Catherine, Katie, Kyla, Laura, Leanne, Lily, LJ, Luke, Madeline, Mindy, Misty, Nicole, Ryan, Sarah, Scott, Seth, Shakar, Stan, Tara, Taylor, Xavier, and Zach.
Woo! Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Cheers.
I also need to plug, my daughter started a bracelet shop on Etsy. Yes. And that was the link on the Facebook group. So. Cute. If you want to buy bracelets from my daughter,
yeah,
she'll make some challenge-specific ones.
Help her become a businesswoman.
Yeah. She tried it with slime. Didn't so much take off, but now she's trying with bracelets.
How much does Etsy take?
I have no idea. I don't think she's sold anything yet.
Okay. I'm just curious. I was like, I will buy through Etsy so that she has a purchase through Etsy. Oh, but I also wondered, are they going to cut off her money, you know,
take her cash.
That's what I was also thinking, like, but yeah, I think it'll be fun.
It's all right. I bet
I when I was a kid I loved doing stuff like that. Like that would have been right up my alley. So
oh, for sure.
I would have loved it if my mom's friends and everybody had bought stuff.
This is like 21st century. I used to grow pumpkins and sell them.
Oh, sell them out front. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lemonade stand.
Oh, Daisy does the lemonade stand.
It's the new lemonade stand. Yeah,
it is. It's the 21st century lemonade stand. Yeah, it's great.
Support these young entrepreneurs.
So join the Facebook group. You can see my daughter's bracelet store.
Yes.
6.5% transaction fee on the sale price.
Okay.
Not much. She can weather that storm.
Yeah, she can
from her $3 bracelets.
Right. Okay.
If you accept payments through Etsy Payments, we also collect a 3% plus 25-cent payment processing.
Oh, now we're up to like 10%. Okay.
Fucking Etsy.
How do you get around not using their payment services? What's that? I guess if they use PayPal through it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure they take 10% no matter what. That's what Etsy does.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Summed up, that's a 45 cent plus 9.5% of a sale.
Oh man, for a $3 bracelet, that's gonna be.
I mean, it's gonna be nothing, but
yeah, it's a buck out of the $3.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, fucking Etsy. Yeah. What's up, Etsy?
I knew there was things.
All right, well, that's it.
Yes, fabulous. All right.
All right. For this episode of Challenge, it's been Brian,
Amanda,
Big Uncle Sweetie.
As Wes said, that was a bank robbery. The challenge.